Well, that was your wishbone.
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 It's the Wishbone Podcast with Dave and JD.
That is one big pile of shit.
Pants got tighter. So when you happen to deal with shit, listen to some shit.
That is one big pile of shit.
But every single thing would suggest that Hulk Hogan is just a giant piece of shit.
Welcome back to another episode of the Wishbone Podcast. I'm Dave.
Ah, oh, fuck. I'm JD.
And whether you're with us for the first time or you've been with us the whole time, we appreciate you being here. JD, I do have to tell you, it seems like we've started to see an uptick in downloads. And so that's exciting. We might have some newer folks here who aren't really used to what we do. But
only because of the fact that we got into a huge fight last podcast about a list of people that you'd want to meet.
I mean, it was a pretty heated argument. I think there was a pretty good clip that I posted from that. So
I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, I now realize who you are. Somebody who doesn't just want to meet somebody, you want to get advantage from people. That's fine. That's all right. You know, you just don't want to sit and have a dinner.
Dude, I'm looking out for all of us.
That's fine. And I mean, granted, I mean, you did agree with Ashley's Adam Sandler, though, because you thought that he would put you into a movie.
I'm already thinking of bullshit movies just in case it ever happens.
And let me plug somebody here because he probably needs it. But Rob Schneider, May 18th, Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Now,
Ho-Chunk Casino
will be
there doing stand-up comedy.
No, never in a million years. There's no fucking way.
Well, come on now. Look at all the shit he's been in. Deuce Bigelow, Grown Ups, The Hot Chick?
Yeah, The Animal.
The Animal.
Okay, first of all, Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo.
Oh, fantastic.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah.
But it turns out he's a giant nutbag, which we won't get into that. We won't get into it.
Listen. Because of what he's made, because of Adam Sandler, I feel like this next movie's going to happen. It's going to be Rob Schneider stars as Adam Sandler's cum sock.
Rob Schneider is.
Yep. He's standing up against a wall.
How many times did he jerk off into that sock?
Yep.
Oh God, not again.
Oh no, not me.
There's so much creepy bust, Adam.
My toes are broke.
That's a hell of a way to kick off the podcast. If you want to follow more shenanigans like that, go to linktree.com/wishbonemedia.
Ashley, you are in the podcast.
Sorry.
Hi.
It's all right.
How you doing, honey?
Just it likes your Easter shit going on.
Well, you were fine sitting on the floor, but when you're standing up.
Maybe she wants to be part of the limelight. You know, whatever.
Well, she still has some crush more for later on, but not many.
That's all right. This one, our crush more this week was a little bit harder for me to think of.
Very difficult. And I don't know if I can tilt this up a little bit so the people can't just keep seeing her.
I'll give them a show. We'll blur it out. So we got some stories to get to this week. You've got a couple from what I understand. I've got one that I didn't get to last week. And I'm assuming, I've not heard anything about those Kansas City Chiefs fans that died.
I think that one's snuffed out.
Have we dried up on that?
I think that one's dried up. All right. But let me start off with, a controversy going on right now.
Ooh.
In MLB with Shohei Ohtani,
who
is known as the face of baseball because of the fact worldwide his jersey is insane. But his translator apparently had to pay off $4.5 million of gambling debt, which the wire transfers have been told came from Ohtani.
Yeah.
So before people go on here and be like, well, that means Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame, whatever. I mean, okay, let's cut that out because of the fact Pete Rose did it to himself.
Yeah.
He did all that bidding. But gambling in California is illegal.
Really?
Any sort of gambling like that is illegal. There's no Ooh. DraftKings, nothing.
Holy shit.
So.
California.
No.
Sorry.
So if it comes out to be true, I listened to MLB Radio this morning, and part of one of the rules in all the guidelines is that if you are a part of an illegal gambling, whether it be you wiring money to somebody, paying off their debts, whatever, not necessarily baseball. It is a 1-year suspension.
Oh.
So here's my question. How quick, and MLB came out and said, we are going to do an investigation. How quick do they want to brush this under the rug?
Oh, yeah, dude.
You have your most popular player worldwide. Some would argue the best player in the league right now.
Yeah.
How bad do they want to just scrub this?
I mean, it's pretty amazing when you start to hear some of the details, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, first it came out, it was like, oh, yeah, like, these guys are super close. Ohtani is super close with this guy. Like, they're brothers, essentially, right?
Yep.
And there was some sort of interview that took place, and the interpreter was like, yeah, he was helping me out. And then quickly, they were like, oh, shit, we should not have done that. No, he stole the money. Ohtani had no idea. Like, so fast, dude.
Yep. Super fast, and they fired his interpreter.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers did to make it that, you know, we have to get to the bottom of this and find out. The thing is, though, I'm one of those people right now. I'm not taking benefit of the doubt. It's one thing to give somebody money mm-hmm. to help something, but $4.5 million, there's something behind that. That's life-changing money.
Yeah.
That's absolutely. If you got 4.5, I got 4.5, Ash got 4.5, that is life-changing money. Yeah.
And it's a drop in the bucket to Ohtani. Like, he doesn't give a shit about that money.
Yep. And the interpreter, his salary is 90 grand a year.
Oh, really? Is that it? God. Yep. I mean, that's good money.
It's good money. But there's and the reason why I can't go any further than this, because before the podcast started, some more stuff came out. It's all allegations, and I can't say anything. I don't want to speculate more. I'm sorry. I'd love to, but I feel like there might be I know we're a small podcast, but God forbid there could be a fucking lawsuit if I keep going deep into that shit.
Nah, dude, I want to get sued by Ohtani. Hell yeah, dude.
I don't want any defamation. I don't want anything. But just so everybody knows, a Dodgers player, two-way player, Shohei Ohtani, is investigated. And my question to you is, though, so you know how, because we're all Brewers fans, we're from Wisconsin, and how Ryan Braun, after the PED thing happened, how bad he got booed. Do you think Ohtani gets booed?
No. No? I think he'll get the business at the normal stadiums that you would get the business, right? You know, Boston, New York, Philly, Chicago, maybe. Some of those stadiums that are known to have fan bases that are pretty... I'm sure if he goes to, like, a Giants game, like, oh, he's going to get... mercilessly booed right against the Giants.
Because I mean, I love Ohtani. I think
he's a
fantastic player.
Sure.
I think that two-way thing is phenomenal. I think it opens up a whole gate for other people. But hear me out. Do you think maybe because of how popular he got, he may have felt too big and thought that because he doesn't speak the language, that he can get away with a lot more shit.
All right. All right. I'm going to do 2 points here. Two things. I got two thoughts here.
All right.
One, to wrap up your previous question, if the Dodgers come to Milwaukee, I don't think he's getting booed any more than he would. Because, no. Right, like what Braun did was quite a bit different, right? Like that was cheating, yep. Cheating.
Yeah, yeah.
And I still love Braun. He's my favorite baseball player of all time. So suck on it, haters. The second thing I'll say, and these viewpoints are my own, solely my own, not that of the podcast, not that of JD. I think there is too much smoke here. There is too much coincidence, in my opinion. I would be shocked. Let's just put it that way. I would be shocked if he actually knew nothing about this and that it was actually stealing. Okay, I would be shocked. I would bet everything I have.
Yep. And that's where I stopped. And that's where I stopped because of the fact that I feel like he knew what was happening. He was covering a debt for somebody who was gambling illegally. And that is part of the thing. Because if you pay off somebody's illegal debt, and if he was betting in California by an illegal bookie, that's a whole different can of worms right there because of the fact of he could easily be suspended for a year. And me, with how much I hate the Dodgers, I would love to see that happen.
Oh, dude, I would, absolutely.
I would love to see that happen. Yes. I would love to see that fan base crumble. And I would love to see that apology video because, you know what? The dude already signed a contract, and baseball contracts are guaranteed.
Yeah.
All right? Unless there's something in there about gambling, whatever. But he's going to make his money forever.
Yeah.
He's fine. He's set. His grandkids, his great-grandkids are set forever. But just for the sake of the aesthetics of the season, I would love to see him suspended.
I would too. Here's the thing, though. I think there's less than a 1% chance he actually gets suspended because mm-hmm. that's because you know baseball don't want that shit. And I think too, let's say if he did do it, like see, yep, Ohtani was aware of this. I don't think it was so much like hubris, right? Like he just like, oh, I'm above the law, because I think it's probably like ignorance. Like, oh, I had no idea, like, this was going to be this big of a
play. I was I'm helping my buddy out. Too. I was looking at that aspect, too. I was seeing that, too. But, I mean,
how do you gamble $4.5 million?
But when you happen to look at it, if you happen to give somebody that much money, then the IRS is going to come into play as well. There's legal ramifications in behind it. So, then who has to pay that? Is Ohtani going to do it? I mean, you can do what's called a life gift to somebody. I mean, if that's written down for that, that's fine. But if you give somebody that much, I mean, you got to be taxed for it. I mean, for that much. I mean, I don't know what the gift tax is, like what the threshold might be.
We'll have to have an expert on.
Yeah. Need to have somebody who knows a lot more than I do.
We're assuming but that guy's a shit gambler, right? Just a shit, like even worse than we are. You're losing $4.5 million.
Oh, they have to be. They have to be bad. They have to be bad. But I mean, I hope because I feel like baseball, because he is the face of baseball. I know there's a lot of old heads out there. We can't have a foreign guy be the face of baseball. It has to be Mike Trout, has to be Bryce Harper or whatever. But he is better than they are right now. He is a phenomenal talent.
I'd take him on our team any fucking day of the week and twice on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And I would be defending him to the death right now if he were a Brewer. Let's just, come on, that's how fandom works.
But he's a Dodger. He got paid that much and all that shit. I'm okay if he's struck down for a year.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if it hurts him for a year, okay, fine. He comes back the following year, he can pitch again. Whatever.
There you go. That's exactly what I was about to say.
But I mean, it's such a weird thing. I feel like this might be our Kansas City Chiefs fan kind of thing that we keep tabs on, because I think this investigation is going to go on for a while.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it is.
But if you're the Dodgers, do you not want this settled now? Because what if all of a sudden, like, the year ends and all of a sudden they declare that he did do it and he's gone the following.
Oof.
Rough.
Yeah.
Rough. But, I mean, sorry about that controversy story, but let me give you a very, very quick, very heartfelt, good on you story. So March Madness is going on right now. Y'all got your brackets. I never filled one out because after seeing all the games that got played and people that got beat, I would never had a goddamn chance.
Oh, mine anyway. Is terrible. Mine is terrible. Yep.
But did you see what happened to Yale?
I mean, I saw they beat Auburn, and Auburn was like a pretty big favorite. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So Yale did not fly out their band.
At all. Yep.
So what happened is the University of Idaho, props to those guys. They were like, they don't have a band to play their fight song, nothing. University of Idaho went out, learned Yale's fight song, went out into the crowd and played their fight song while wearing Yale t-shirts.
That is really cool.
So good on you, Idaho University. Fuck you, Yale, for not flying your goddamn band out there.
Like, are we sure something didn't happen? Like, oh god, the plane was delayed or something. Or they're just like, no, we're not doing that. That's stupid.
Nope. From what I read, they just wouldn't do it.
Okay, that's horse shit.
So, come on. I mean, so they had no band there, but University of Idaho went out there. They played their stuff, wearing their t-shirts. And helped them out. I mean, good on you.
That's really cool.
What a great story on that. That's super cool. Good on Idaho.
That's one of those things where it's like, this is why we love sports.
Exactly.
Because this shit is awesome.
I love that shit. That is so cool. They had no reason to do it.
So are you now rooting, like, is JD now on, like, the Yale bandwagon? Like, because the Badgers are out. They got thumped by James Madison last night. Are you on the Yale train now? Or I'm assuming Idaho State fucking lost. I can't imagine they're still in the tournament or whatever Idaho school this was.
No, I'm going to bake an Idaho potato.
Okay.
And I'm going to eat it in celebration for them.
So hang on here. Just the potato, or are you getting some fixings on that bad boy?
If you bake a potato and eat it with nothing on it, there's a list for you.
You're a monster. Oh, you absolutely, there's a list.
If you don't have some good slab of butter,
mm-hmm.
If you don't have a good slab of sour cream,
yep.
I will put on a pizza. No.
Wait a minute.
No. Okay, before we go on to yours then, let's go ahead and do a quick, what is your baked potato choice? And while she is watching TikTok, Ash, what's yours?
Watching the weather.
What is your baked potato? How do you like your baked potato?
Sour cream and cheese.
Only sour cream and cheese? No butter? Okay.
I thought butter is just automatically included.
Butter's never.
Are we automatically including butter?
Okay, let's auto-include butter.
Okay, I can auto-include butter. If you don't take butter.
So hers is just sour cream and cheese.
Okay.
Mine will be sour cream, cheese, and bacon bits.
Okay. Shit. That's close to what I was going to go. Okay. Listen, I will rock with the sour cream, the cheese, and the bacon bits. All I think that's a fucking classic, right?
Yep.
So I'm going to take a curve then, because I will also fuck with, you give me some sour cream on that bitch and some salsa. You put some like salsa on that.
A little bit of salsa on there.
Yeah, okay. A little salsa on the
baked
potato.
I will also.
Or if we have top tater.
Ooh, Ashley will take top tater.
Oh, dude, top tater is like the king.
Yep. Yeah. Top tater is king.
Yeah.
But I am not afraid if we have like a baked potato bar and stuff like that. I will throw on a little bit of that cheesy broccoli on there.
Oh yeah, dude. I get some like diced ham on that thing. A little diced ham on there.
I will toss on a scoop of pulled pork on a baked potato.
That sounds good. I wish we were not talking about this at 8:45 at night. I'm trying to like not eat late at night. because of my acid reflux, my old man acid reflux. I want to go make a big fucking potato right now.
Well, if you're gonna, do it now. It'll be ready by like noon tomorrow.
That's a good point. Oh, that's good. All right. Well, let's transition here. Okay, I've got two. I'm gonna do two. Okay, I want to talk to you. I've got my Vinnie Mac story. For those of you who maybe have not heard, some of the previous episodes of the Wishbone podcast, I think it was like episode two, probably, like right around that time when like that Vince McMahon shit was breaking, where like he was sex trafficking and like those text messages came out and they were just super raunchy. So we did some of that on one of the episodes, and then I happened to see another article
for the audience.
Oh God.
Nope, they're gonna see you.
I'm sitting up now.
Oh, you're not... sitting up now? Oh, never mind. All right. I'm sorry, Dave.
So, no, it's good. Just throwing me off here. No, there was another article that I saw recently, and this came from a guy who actually worked for the company on two different occasions. Okay.
Yeah.
And the headline of the article is former WWE writer details being fired by Vince McMahon after changing lines for Pac. You know, Pac is a wrestler. That's his name now. Back when he was in WWE, it was Neville, I believe, is how you pronounce his
and
name.
Now, I think in AEW, he's called like Bastard Pac or something, Bastard Pac or something like that.
So this guy, this writer is Michael Leonardi. Okay. I mean, I think he took to LinkedIn, his LinkedIn page. And that's where he was sharing some of this story. So his first stint with the company was like 2001 through 2005. Okay, so like think of like end of the Attitude Era, into the Ruthless Aggression. He actually left the company at that point on his own because he was very uncomfortable with a lot of the shit that like Vince was pushing from a story perspective. And I won't dive a lot into that, but let's just say it was like around the time there was like a lot of sort of like Arab type stuff and like threatening beheading and shit like that. And he just was not comfortable. Like pure Vince McMahon shit, right? Yeah. And so he leaves the company. He comes back to the company as a writer in 2016, January of 2016. And he actually lasted for less than a year. And this was the straw that broke the camel's back that actually got him fired. So I'm going to read a little bit from the article here. Leonardo returned to WWE in April 2015 and finished up in January 2016. He was a member of the creative writing team. He dove into his 2016 firing and said it still rubs him the wrong way. And so the incident in question, it involved multiple rewrites of a Monday Night Raw sketch that took place on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Yeah, by the look of your face, I can tell you know where this is going, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, to give the gist of this, the skit basically, like the right, was basically, it was going to be R-Truth, who's a black performer, for those of you who don't know, in WWE, Titus O'Neil, also a black dude, okay? Mark Henry, also a black dude, and then Pac, or Neville, a white dude. Okay, so the four of them are in the ring, and he didn't like get into a lot of like what the other wrestlers, you know, what the other three guys were going to be saying, but there was something that was going to be playing off of the I Have a Dream speech. So obviously a very famous speech by Martin Luther King Jr. They play it every year on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Okay. And essentially it was going to come down to Pac or Neville, the white guy, was going to very seriously say, "Well, I want to celebrate this holiday. I also have a dream, and it's to win the Royal Rumble." And so they were like going to have him kind of like mock. Yeah, yeah, your face is saying it all, right? And so he goes into like a ton of detail here, dude, on how Jesus, it's like it's the day of Monday Night Raw. And it's like a backstage. It wasn't in the ring. I apologize. It was like a backstage segment that was happening. So they're recording this before Raw goes live on the air. And they're struggling with it. And Neville, the white dude, is like, "Hey, I don't want to say this. Like, I don't want to do this." And R-Truth, Titus O'Neil, Mark Henry were also like, "Hey, this is some bullshit. Like, we can't do this, right? And this guy agreed, by the way. Like, yeah, I totally get it. Like, okay, let's try to find a way to make this work. We'll switch some of the lines up, whatever. We'll make Vince happy.
How can you switch it up?
Well, so here's what ends up happening is, from my understanding, they ended up having R-Truth do the bit. And, okay. And like, I have a dream. Neville, I want you to win the Royal Rumble. So, like, that's how they kind of, like, switched it. So it's like, well, oh. He would still want to do it. Yeah. But it was, you know, coming from R-Truth, it was like a more genuine, like, heartfelt, kind of lighthearted thing, yeah, versus, hey, we're going to have the white guy make a mockery of it. So they filmed the segment. They get it reviewed. This guy's boss reviews it. He's like, oh, why did we change this? Well, here's the situation. And the guy was like, yep, all good. Let's plan on having that one go, right? He's like, hey, last thing, though, make sure you go to Vince and give him a heads up that we're going to be changing this. So at this point, the show has started. He goes to Gorilla, which, for those of you who don't watch wrestling, it's the position right behind the entrance where, like, Vince would sit back there to watch the matches. It's where the guys come out, whatever. So he goes to Gorilla and he's like, hey, Vince, by the way, like, we made some changes. Here's why we changed it. And he says, like, without even looking up from the screen, Vince just goes the fuck off. Like, so you didn't get me what I wanted. Why would you change? Like, just going into this guy. And he's like, listen, I'm like trying to, like, yes, sir. Totally understand, but here's why we did it. And Vince just keeps going at him, like, don't just tell me yes, sir, because that's, you're just trying to get out of here, and that's not okay. And he said, like, finally, he turns around to leave, and Road Dogg is there, who was also working for the company at the time, with just this stunned look on his face, like, sorry, dude, like, we've all been here before, apparently. So, I think it's the next night on SmackDown. I think this is back when it was still on Tuesdays, probably. Vince comes in and he's like, here's a script. This is for Titus O'Neil in the back. It better be verbatim. I want this word for word. No one's changing anything. Like, what? And I don't know what that ended up being, but he ended up getting fired for that because he was the one who made the changes to that. Jesus Christ, totally racist script. Yeah. So Vinnie Mac being Vinnie Mac, I thought that was worth sharing. Just terrible shit, dude. Like, it's so much better with him gone.
Oh, it's so much better and all that shit. It's just the product is so much better. Triple H being in charge, somebody who had to go through it as a performer,
understands it from their perspective.
Yep. And I feel like Triple H might be, like, I haven't heard anything negative about him. Though, yeah. I haven't heard anything positive, though, where if you go up to him being like, nah, I don't feel good about this one.
Yeah.
So, it was Shawn Michaels being with, like, NXT and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's, I'm glad that somebody like Vince McMahon is gone. It does, like I said, it makes the product a lot better. And what a piece of shit.
Seriously, like, how dare you change my racist script?
Yeah.
On MLK Day, you're fired.
Like, he had to have been, if you have a chance to look it up, if you can get down to the nitty gritty, who was the one that thought it was a great idea to have Edge and Lita do that sex scene in the ring? Was that Vinny?
Had to be Vince. It 1000% had to be Vince. Every bit of his, like, what you've heard about him and, like, what he wanted people to do screams that was Vince McMahon.
Do you think Sable, when she took off her top and there's, like, those little handprints on her boobs, you think that was him too?
1000%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there was one, I, like, read a story, Kurt Angle and Stephanie McMahon had to make out because it was this whole, like, she's cheating on Triple H angle.
Yeah.
And Angle, like, shared that Vince was, like, in the room behind the camera and was like, oh, yeah, like, yeah, get in there. Like, go, like, he said it was creepy, Which, of course, that's creepy. Like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah. Like,
I feel like if anybody alone with their significant other said, yeah, get in there, would be creepy. Let alone a guy with a camera.
Right. Even Vinny's just like your father is the one who's like recording this and watching you, and he's like got a rock hard boner behind the camera, like, yeah.
It's like, listen, don't worry about the background noise. Vinny. Vinny.
Ben.
Vin. Vin. Calmed. Vin.
It was in front of us the whole time, man. It's been in front of us the whole time since at least like the mid to late 90s.
It's just like looking back at the old cartoons that we used to watch. Right. And you happen to see those videos that people made, like, how the fuck was this made?
Yeah, seriously.
Holy Lord. I mean, what a way to fucking end the topics on that one. Good.
Well, hang on.
You have another one. I'm sorry.
I do. Yes. Since we've been talking a lot about TikTok lately. Okay. And I know, like, JD, you got a TikTok. You were like the last person. Well, I take that back. Like, Heather and Lindsay still don't have TikTok. So you are like one of the last three people I know who doesn't have it. And now you got it.
Yep.
And from what I understand, you've started to build your own algorithm. You started to kind of go down some rabbit holes. How's that going for you, by the way? Are you finding more enjoyable stuff coming up?
No.
Okay, fair.
No, because my name on there, if anybody wants to follow me, I don't post many things. I posted a few videos about us playing darts and stuff like that. But it's a JD Wishbone Media.
Okay.
And because I have the moniker of Wishbone Media, I don't engage in a lot of stupid shit. I do my best not to. I don't want to hurt the brand. That's why I made that name. But my fucking God, is that whole platform just terrible?
Terribly awesome.
Well, here's the thing. It will be... because I followed a couple of pages, because my favorite animal in the world is otters. I love otters. So I'll see like, oh, otters dancing or running around. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. I wish I could own one. They'd beat the shit out of me, but I wish I could own one.
Fair.
And then all of a sudden it's like, slut. I'm like, God damn it. And it's like, she's shaking her butt in underwear, 385,000 likes.
Yeah.
And then I happen to see like, oh, hey, we just rescued this dog, 400 likes.
Okay. Yeah, like, that's fair.
All right. Cool. And also, it's like, oh, couple fighting about child support. One girl leaving a baby in a car, back to an otter, slut. I'm like, God damn it. Also, like, hey, look at me play this retro game. I'm like, thank God
dude, I found something. I love that shit.
Thank God I found something. So I watch him for a little bit. Next scroll. My dog died yesterday.
Like, all right, I'm throwing my phone. This is terrible.
Like, I have a few follows on there, and that's it. I mean, Milwaukee Brewers, of course, and a few sports things and stuff that involves otters. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I care about. And it's like, oh, dad who went to prison for 5 years finds out that his daughter that he went to prison for 5 years for not paying child support is not his. I'm like, God damn it. And then I see a lot of videos about HOA. A whole bunch of HOA shit. There's a whole bunch of HOA stuff on there of people that go on there, and I've seen a couple of a guy of a yes, got a blocker trying to block Ashley.
Oh, God. You're ruining the podcast.
But like I'll see it where it's like a younger man who buys a house in an HOA community, and I will see like on their Ring camera of somebody harassing them, like, well, you don't belong here, stuff like that, gated community. It's like, and then I see all the Karen videos, and I'm like, my fucking God.
It's a magical place, man.
It's magical in the place where it's like, when the fuck can we bring bullying back? And not for kids, not for kids, for adults. When can we bully some of these fuckers? Because I did come across a video of a guy who was in his car and he parked in a handicapped spot and had his tag up there. And for all you listening, yeah, I was born with a bad leg. My leg is trash. I can still walk. It hurts most of the time. I am missing 2 inches off my left leg, though, by the way. But I do have a handicap sticker in the event that I need to use it. And I did see a video of where somebody was rattling on somebody's door, like, you don't belong here. I don't see your disability. Prove it to me. I will fucking bury somebody if they pull that shit on me. Where's
Makes
your
me wonder, like,
disability?
where are these things happening? Like, I've never heard of anything like, I'm not saying it couldn't happen around here. I've
No,
never.
around here, I don't see it. But if it does, I'm gonna come unfucking glued.
Well, this took a very angry turn, by the way. I did not mean for our TikTok conversation to go this way.
No, but also, when it comes to TikToks, the farts are incredible.
Yes.
The people who are like, even like with the fart machine going
Yes.
into places and lighting it up, I think Amazon has an order from me.
I could watch that for hours, by the way, and laugh nonstop.
But you were talking about the algorithm because of the fact it's like, it's fun, funny, makes me pissed off, back to kind of funny, depressing as shit. Oh, that's cute. Who the fuck ripped ass over here? And literally, I don't scroll, like, I don't hold it there for much. I'm just letting it go. The only thing, though, I do annoy my fiance beyond belief. Because since I got on there, I will see, like, hey, your birthday month is your cake. I'm like, send.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, oh, your birthday month is your cow. I'm like, give it to her. Because I don't know what else to do on there. Like I said, I have the Wishbone Media thing after my name. I don't want to do anything dumb. I've seen people on there say some shit that I would love to comment on. But because I have the Wishbone Media thing behind my name, I don't want to do it. If I had a separate one, oh, I would dunk on a bitch.
Just be letting it fly.
Yep, letting it fucking fly. I would be dunking, but I do not want to have anything come back towards us because I decided to get fucking hammered one night and be like, what the fuck do you mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't want to be that guy.
Well, I was that guy, not that guy. I was this guy the other day because you talk about, like, oh, I'll share some stuff with Ashley. And I do, like, I share stuff with, like, group chat that I find funny. But the other day I was sitting at home. And I'm going to try to do this. Okay. This is where we may, like, trial and error here. Because I wanted to share this with you. And hopefully you can see my screen here, okay?
That's phenomenal. You have to tell me how you did that shit.
I will have to show you sometime. So this, so for these of you who are listening, I have my screen shared here, and it's a video of at Lara Juicy TV on TikTok, okay? This is one of the ones that I follow, okay? And this is one of the ones that involves a lot of farting, okay? And so I'm in my office the other day, like scrolling through TikTok, just laughing my tits off, okay? Like a child at these videos. And I didn't realize, like, Heather had, like, come by my office door and walked in to, like, give me some mail. And she was like, really, David? And just turned around and walked out because this is what she heard.
It's one of those moments right now where I have to fart, but I don't know if it's poo. And I don't know if I should trust it because I don't want to shit my fucking pants before I go in the store. That was definitely shit.
I don't hear it.
You can't hear that?
Nope.
Oh, God damn it. Well, that's disappointing. I don't know how we do that then. Oh, no. How do I stop it? All right. Well, regardless, it's her talking in her car about how she is about to go shopping and she has to fart, but she doesn't know if it's shit or not. So she doesn't want to do it. And then she rips like what I can only describe as like the juiciest lawnmower starting fart sound you've ever heard. And she goes, yep, it was shit. And then the video ends. And so like I'm laughing at this like a school age child. And my wife was not very impressed with that.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you one thing. Kudos to her of the fact she could admit it.
Oh, yeah, dude, like, go look at, I'm telling you, anybody go, it's Lara Juicy TV, go follow her on TikTok if you got TikTok. That's all her videos are. It's just her, like, she farts into PVC pipes to, like, I wonder what this is going to sound like. Just rips a big fart. It's the best, like, if they ever ban TikTok, I will be super pissed just because of that. I'm so disappointed that sound didn't come through. I've shared videos.
It did. It didn't. On Zoom. Because for the listening audience, if Dave was to try it again, because it showed my speaker was lit up, we could be talking about something else. Good Lord.
We'll have to work some kinks out. But anyway, that was all of that talk about TikTok just for my TikTok joke to fall flat. We do it live on the podcast, baby. We don't prepare. We don't plan for that.
Oh, we try. Also, what episode is this one again?
Episode 9.
All right. So let's do the people a favor. So episode 10, Dave, if you want to, spark it live and get comments.
I like it. Dude, I'll try to get something out this week and try to get a plan so people know that we'll be... Oh, gosh, excuse me. So people know that we'll be doing it, and we'll get her planned. So that being said, should we go into Crushmore quick?
Ooh, the Crushmore is a deadly one.
Legit. It is. Yes, yes. This was a difficult one. It is the four things that we miss from the pandemic, which seems a bit, almost a bit sadistic, saying that we miss anything. But
It is. If Dave, if you don't mind, if I can say something here.
Yeah.
We are not making fun of the pandemic. We are just saying things that, you know, that happened during it that we enjoyed while being in quarantine that we haven't done since being released. And with that being said, Dave, just give me one moment to say RIP to my coworker Johnny, who did pass away from COVID. And I mean, rest in peace, my friend. It was rough when he passed away. We're not making light on all those folks that passed away from COVID, all that shit. I know there's a lot of people out there who want to say blank, but we're not going to get into that. But
Nope.
all those that lost somebody who suffered, hearts out to you. But with that being said, I mean, the COVID experience, we found our own new ways to entertain ourselves. And this is the list. It's the Crushmore. Ashley has a Crushmore, but it's a three more.
All right, fair enough.
She only found three.
Okay, all right.
And number one for her was the work hours, because she would work,
oh, yep,
40 hours 1 week and be off for a week and get, yep, paid for 80.
I remember that. We worked for the same company at the time. I had to work every week, yep, but yeah, no, that, yep, was pretty good. That was a good deal.
One of hers, again, is shopping and delivering random foods to Dave.
Yes. Yes.
And her third one is marble races.
That's a good one. I did not put that one on mine, but definitely honorable mention.
All right. So if you want mine, or do you want to do yours?
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
All right. I would say the number one would be the amount of darts I had a chance to play with friends on the grand board.
Yep.
All the tournaments ran.
Yep.
And all that shit. It was so much fun.
Dude, that was crazy too. Like back on grand board, there were so many people playing. A, you, mm-hmm, couldn't find a grand board. And B, like the servers were just like, you would not, yep, wait for a game. The servers were crazy. Like,
yep, it was so congested.
Yeah.
It was great. We could run tournaments. We could do all this shit.
Yep.
It was great. And it was, I loved it because I had a chance to play with a lot of my friends, which I haven't had a chance to play with, you know, recently.
Yeah.
Because of work and all that shit. And no, it was fun to do that. The eating challenges, of, yep, course, was phenomenal. The marble races, again, like I wish at some point, which I feel like that you could do at your house, we get people over, you could set up one. We, yeah, could bet on marbles and do it.
I'm going to shoot for that this summer. That'd be a lot of fun.
Because of the fact that it was so easy to set up.
Yeah.
And the marble races actually happened after you could actually go see like two people.
Yeah.
And Ashley and I came over to your house.
Yeah.
And number four for me was when NASCAR came back with the gambling, oh, with the virtual cars.
Yes.
And that was so great. And you get to see those boys, like the old boys that don't race anymore, doing that virtual stuff. And we would sit there and watch that. Oh my God, yeah, was that fun.
Yeah.
And then just as an honorable mention, having the masks on, so I didn't have to see so many fucking ugly people. I know I'm not handsome. I know that. But God damn, could that clog an uggle.
I was waiting for something with the mask.
Yeah.
You've also never been healthier. Outside of like the one time you didn't even get COVID until after like everything was open again. So
I've had COVID twice. Yeah. I had it the first time I got it, rocked me for a week.
Yeah.
And I had to quarantine in the spare bedroom because I was a mess. I was rough. And the second time I got it is because a friend of ours that went to Rockfest, she went and tested herself and said, well, I got COVID. And I was like, well, I don't feel anything. Well, I tested and I got positive. So yeah. So I had both of the spectrums. I had it where it rocked my shit, and then I had it where I had nothing from it.
Yeah,
so,
it's so weird. All right, my top four here. God, I didn't even think of marble races. That is so great. The food challenges were great, but I had, this is like a personal one, Kay. When COVID hit, I quit biting my fingernails because I was such like a germaphobe. Like, nope. Not biting my fingernails anymore. And so that was like, I've started doing it again when I get like anxiety or stressed out. And so that was a very good takeaway for me from a personal habit.
Well, if you want that, there's a bandit in this one.
Oh, God. My second one, video games with Du Bois. Man, we started playing Final Fantasy XI again during COVID. Like, Pete would get on there.
I didn't think about that one.
Such a great time, dude. Like, we'd hook up, like, the computer chat so we could all talk to each other. great.
I didn't even think about that one. That's a great one.
Yeah, that was so good, man. I also had, like, tournaments and darts on the grand board. I mean, there was never a better time to own a grand board. Like, there was a tournament every night you could get into if you wanted to.
Yep.
And then my final one, this is kind of like a little bit of a sappy one, but I feel like people appreciated people more. You know what I mean? Like, because we didn't get to see each other as often, like, it was kind of a big deal. Like, when we finally got to see people again, it was like, holy shit, I'm not going to take this for granted. Now it's just like, no, fuck you. Like, no, I'm staying home. I don't want to come see you.
So you would say, like the missing of people? Or
yeah, like, I think it made me appreciate, like, when I finally did get to spend time with people again, like, we lived together at the start of the pandemic, right? Like, I was super appreciative of that because everybody else was isolated. Like, hey, I can't go see my friends, you know what I mean?
Because we moved out July 2020.
Yeah.
And we bought the house and all that. And then
so we got to do spring base. Well, there was no baseball, but like when NASCAR came back and like when we started hanging out outside, you know, no one else had that. Right. So because we couldn't see anybody else.
It was super. I mean, again, like we're not going to make light on it, but it was super weird. But there were parts of it that like made you think. God, how can I word this right? Just made you appreciate maybe like what you have.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't need to leave all the time. And the thing is, like, I mean, with your job, Ashley's job and stuff like that, my job never changed.
Yeah.
Mine was 100% the whole time. We had to wear masks inside and stuff like that. But seeing how everybody else, like, dude, it was a fucking ghost town for a while.
Yeah. I remember driving, like, to different branches and shit like that. And it was like, God, there's, like, nobody on the road. Like, holy shit. And there was a time when it was like, well, hey, you might have to get, like, a special license to drive. Because I had, like, branches in Minnesota. Well, they might not let you go back and forth. Like, there was all sorts of crazy shit.
And the thing is, like, and I know people have their own thoughts about it.
Sure.
And like vaccines and all that shit. I mean, that's a whole different ball game. We're not getting into that. But when you were talking about the whole dart thing, I've never had more fun playing darts than what I did during the pandemic.
Yeah, I think you and I probably threw if not a tourney, we streamed every Saturday night.
Yeah.
I'd come down here on Saturday night and we'd fucking stream darts.
Yeah, and I think the streaming thing and like the whole eating food thing, like it died off. Like I would love to do the food thing again, but I mean it's tough to do it because everybody else has something else to do.
Yep.
And like who's gonna watch us eat something? Because they're gonna go off, they're gonna go now. Today, they're going to go to the bar, they're going to go to a restaurant, they're going to go do whatever, watch a movie, they're going to do everything they want.
Yeah.
Like, what we had at that point of eating stupid shit was their entertainment.
Yep.
Can we do it again? Maybe. I don't know.
I think we'd have to plan it a long time in advance. You'd have to, like, schedule it. You know what I mean? Like, all right, 4 weeks from now, on this date, make sure you watch because we're going to be... You know, doing this.
It has to be a place point. But like next month in April, I turn 40. It would be fun for me to sample. I did it 1 year and maybe it was during COVID. I have to ask Ash about that. But I tested out a lot of birthday cake
Yeah.
flavored stuff.
I remember that.
I think it was during COVID.
I think it was, yeah.
And it would be fun to do something like an eating thing like that again. To see like if somebody would actually want to watch, but when everybody else has so much shit going on in their lives now, I just find it so tough.
Yeah.
Like it's going to have to be that we do it as a video and not a live.
Yeah.
And just post it and be like, hey, here's what we did.
Yeah. When you got time, watch it.
Yeah. If you want to contribute, we can do this. We can do what you want. But I don't know. Like, I felt like the streaming aspect of it was the highest.
Yeah.
During COVID.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Getting the darts, getting the eating, getting everything, whatever we wanted to do. And because people were thriving for something.
Yeah.
They wanted to see something dumb.
Yeah.
Well, we gave it to them, though.
Listen, we can give you dumb shit. There's no doubt about that. All right. On that note, I think that's all the time we got. We're pushing. We got to be pushing over and out at this point. So
don't tell me about pushing.
Again, we appreciate everybody. Keep sharing, keep liking, keep interacting, and we'll keep trying to bring funny, enlightening shit to you. So until next time, we'll see you then.
Take care, guys.